Cries of help from Haiti.
We need more people down here. We need more people down here.
The struggle to save earthquake survivors.
Too many people died. We need international help.
Vigils for the victims here at home. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. They're still digging with their bare hands in Haiti in the desperate effort to pull out the living from under mountains of earthquake debris. Orphanage worker Lauren Bakel says it's a startling scene.
They are pulling people out of the rubble, literally blood running in the gutter. Like water.
Aid is starting to arrive there now, but it's just a trickle in the race against time to treat the injured and head off the outbreak of disease.
There's no hospital, nothing, no food, no water, nothing.
CBS's Katie Couric is in Port-au-Prince.
The rescue effort here is makeshift, to say the least. Mostly private citizens and family members desperately looking for their loved ones.
There are schools that have collapsed with students in them. There's a hospital that has collapsed. There's nobody at the hospital site helping.
And amidst all the tragedy, a strange, joyful sound. Children singing, praising God for the fact they had survived.
There's no accurate casualty toll in Haiti, but for now it's estimated tens of thousands died in the quake. CBS's Jeff Glor spent time in one devastated neighborhood.
Every block, at times it seems every building in the Delmas neighborhood, damaged or destroyed.
Oh my gosh.
Then,
oh my God, get out.
More tremors.
Go.
We just had to leave the building because there was an aftershock, so everyone who was inside had to come back out. The concern is obvious on the streets right now. They don't want these buildings to keep shaking. They're worried about even more aftershocks.
A veteran disaster team from Fairfax, Virginia is on the ground in Haiti, and they'll use dogs to help find survivors.
It's very important because, you know, their training and their skill sets, you know, they can get into places where normally humans can't.
The aircraft carrier Carl Vinson arrives off the coast of Haiti this afternoon, and other U.S. ships are on the way there too. In this country, people with relatives in Haiti are growing frustrated with the communication breakdown caused by the quake. Here's CBS's Randall Pinkston.
Across the country in Haitian-American neighborhoods, moods alternate between desperate hope and the depths of despair. In Miami, the city with the nation's largest Haitian community, Estang Phoebe fears she's lost her entire family.
My mother, my brother, all my family.
In Chicago, home to more than 8,000 people of Haitian descent, Bernard Jato repeated the frustrating cell phone ritual.
I'm trying calling. Anybody that I know, but I cannot get through.
I'm August Skamenka in Houston, where the grim reality is setting in for one of the nation's largest Haitian communities.
And I can tell you, it's people on top of people, bodies on top of bodies.
Pastor Emmanuel Dume leading a massive relief effort for food, water, and medical supplies.
We can save maybe over 500,000 people that, you know, we can prevent them from dying.
Now they need air power and are calling on the major airlines to help them transport these most basic of provisions.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
In many American churches, prayers for the earthquake victims.
I'm Jim Krasul in Blacksburg, Virginia. Tears flowed as members of the Blacksburg United Methodist Church came together to pray for the safe return of a 15-member church group.
We have a mission team that is in Haiti, and we don't know when they're going to be able to return. So prayers, obviously, for the team, for their well-being while they're in Haiti.
Church spokeswoman Tracy Esger says the members of the group are okay and in touch through Facebook.
I'm Jim Taylor in New York. Social networking sites are helping to put Haitian Americans in touch with their homeland.
I saw 30 people dead right beside me.
Like Fabrice Armand, translating here what his Facebook friend is telling him from Haiti.
It was kind of like big waves coming in underneath me. And I don't know how I made it.
The Red Cross says Facebook and sites like it are a huge help, directing Haitian Americans to its website, which is working to put relatives together.